sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyahlangana kweza kusihlwa mthwakazi ngolwesithathu mhla ka 27 kuNtulikazi 2022. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ababalisi abezempilakahle abagoqela abongi labodokotela kanye lezinye izisebenzi zikahulumende ezichiyeneyo bahambile emsebenzini ngobunenye kobulawayo njengenhlala yenza njalo bekungakhanyi ukuthi kuloku
Izisebenzi zikahulumende eziningi zihambile emsebenzini namuhla lancane inhlanganiso ezimelayo eZimbabwe Confederation of Public Sector Trade Unions ibithe kumele zisihlalele ngekhaya zikhonona ngeholo eliphansi. Amapolisa athi asephenya udaba lokwethuselwa ngokufa komkhokheli we-TCC uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa lilunga leZANU-PF u-Upton Mashanyika. Uzulu wakobulawayo ukhala ngengcekeza esigcwele ndawana yonke elakho ukudala imikhuhlane. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Izisebenzi zikahulumende eziningi zihambile emsebenzini namuhla lancane inhlanganiso ezimelayo iZimbabwe Confederation of Public Sector Trade Unions ibithe kumele zikhalale umsebenzi zikhonona ngeholo eliphansi. Ukukhalala umsebenzi lokhu ngokwensuku ezimbili okugoqela kusasa. Kodwa ukudingisisa okwenziwe iStudio 7 endaweni esifana leHarare, eChinoyi, eGweru, eMutare, eMashingo lakwezinye indawo, kuveze ukuthi izisebenzi bezizisebenzela njengawo wonke amalanga. Kobulawayo lakwamanye amadolobho amancane emhlubulweni weMandebeleni lakho bekungesifanayo. Kubika uAnastasia Ndlovu.
Ababalisi abezempilakahle abagoqela abongi labodokotela kanye lezinye izisebenzi zikahulumende ezichiyeneyo bahambile emsebenzini ngobunenye kobulawayo njengenhlala yenza njalo bekungakhanyi ukuthi kulokukhalala umsebenzi okuqoqiweyo. I-Studio 7 ethekelele endaweni ezifana leMathebeleland Government Complex duzane lakomsitheli eNust Library eZimra emthethwandaba lasezikolo ezifana leMasuku Primary, iMaphisa Primary leEvelyn Secondary lapho esithole khona izisebenzi zikahulumende zizisebenzela kuhle kodwa zalile ukukhuluma lalumsakazo. Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso emela ababalisi bemaphandleni iAthuz uMnumzana Themba kuye moyo uchasisa kabanzi ngohlelo lolu.
Okwakuqala vele kunzima lamhla ukuthi sithi bangaka abantu abangayanga emsebenzini ngoba iningi lababalisi likuzeki. Kodwa bonke abachayisileyo izolo abakuzeki abakabuyele emsebenzini. Bese sibuyele emuva bona abade besezikolweni kusukisela i-10 days lezi abanye bekuzeki. Sikhangele ukuthi emakhaya 45% bayafundisa, meaning 55% yabantu abakho ezikolweni.
Ababalisi bathi bafuna ukuholiswa ngedola leMelika njalo bathi kumele baphiwe $540 ngenyanga. Umoyo uthi uhulumende engaqhubeka eqinisa ikhanda abasoze babuyele emsebenzini ngethemu ezayo.
Nga i-decision ingekho kuzaba nzima ukuthi isikolo ngo-September sivulwe ngoba sikhangela ukuthi kathesi umuntu nga engelamali uzayithatha ngaphi imali.
Ilunga ledale lephalamende kobulawayo unkosikazi Jasmine Thofa uthi lanqa nje abaningi behambile emsebenzini izisebenzi zilelungelo lokukhalala umsebenzi ngokuthula.
Ukutshengisela kwakakathekile kodwa okufunakalayo ukuthi kwenziwe kungabi lo msindo. Isinqumo somthetho u-section 58 lo 59 wesinqumo seZimbabwe uthi wona wonke umuntu ulelungelo lokutshengisela kodwa kungabi lobudlwangudlwangu kungabi lo msindo. So lami ngifisa ukuthi ngabantu betshengisela kube kwenziwe ngokuthi
Unobhala wezemfundo kunhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association umnumzana Benny Moyo uthi uhulumende kumele aphathe izisebenzi zakhe kuhle njalo aziholise imali eziyifunayo ukuze zenelise ukunakekela imideni yazo.
Singabantu ababhadala iteksi sibona uhulumende lobandlululo ubhadala amasosha lamanesi imali ephezulu. Amateacher namaphoyisa abanika imali encane. So siyazwisisa ukuthi iservice izakuma but ivele yiphi iservice yakhona. Ngabhadala abantu abasebenzayo kuhlokulumende. Yikho lapho esikholelwa khona thina.
Umzali unkosikazi Nesisanyathi laye ufakazile ukuthi abaningi bahambile emsebenzini nanku uthi abantu bakhe bayile esikolo bayaloba imihloliso.
Sibe lesimanga kakhulu ngoba abantwana bebekhona ezikolo njalo bebhala imihloliso, ababalisi labo bebekhona bezokhangela abantwana bebhala imihloliso. So siyananzelela ukuthi ababalisi labo balala uthando lokuthi abantwana bethu bafunde. Njalo lathi siyakubongela lokhu ukuthi bayenelisile ukuthi babekezele nje okusikhatshanya ukuthi abantwana baqale babhale imihloliso then bengikhona bezatshengisela. Kodwa okukhona esikufisayo ukuthi njengoba besihloniphile lathi bayekele abantu bethu babhala imihloliso ukuthi uhulumende abazwele abanike lokhu abakufisayo ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi nxa khathesi bengakwenzanga izikolo zingeke zivulwe bazawukhalala umsebenzi ngesikhathi isikolo kumele zivulwe. Esikufisayo nje ukuthi baphiwe imfanelo zabo ngendlela abafisa ngayo ukwenza ukuthi lawo bathakazelele ukusebenza.
Sehlulekile ukukhuluma nomphathi ntambo obona ngendaba zezisebenzi zikahulumende umnumzana Paul Mavima ngalolu daba kodwa uhulumende uthi uzimisele ukulungisisa izikhalazo zezisebenzi zakhe lanqa nje esithi akalamali. Uhlelo lokukhalala umsebenzi lolu ngolwensuku ezimbili ngakho lukhangelelwe ukuqhubeka kusasa. Imele umsakazo weStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Amapolisa anti asephenya udaba lwelunga lezanu PF umnumzana Abiton Mashanyika oyetheswa icala lokutshela abasekeli bebandla elibusayo eMberengwa ukuthi babulale umkhokheli weTRC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa labasekeli bebandla lakhe. Lokhu kuvele encwadini yesezandleni zeStudio 7 elotshelwe igqwetha likaChamisa unkosikazi Beatrice Muthethwa lipolisa logatsha lwe-CID eHarare u-Assistant Commissioner Mushoriwa ngemva kokuba umthethwa ebhalele amapolisa abezeki labeZimbabwe Human Rights Commission ekhonona ngokuthi kungani uMashanyika engakabotshwa yena etshotshozele udlakela olufaka impilo kaChamisa engozini. Sixoxele umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-TRC umnumzana Gift Osterlosi siziva.
Sibhaleleke eZimbabwe Republic Police ku-Commissioner General sisebenzisa ama-lawyer ethu ke uBeatrice Mthethwa ngendaba yokuthrethenwa kwempilo kamongameli wethu advocate Nelson Chamisa. Leyo asonto esiyithatha kancane yinto enkulu kithi ikakhulu sikhangelela ukhetho luka-2023 ngenxa yokubana izanu PF angeza ke yacabanga ukuthi yona ile monopoly phezu kwelizwe lethu, ilizwe leli ngelethu sonke. whether ngu-Triple C yizanu yizaphu umntwaka singabantu bezimbabwe akula muntu olelungelo lokuthrethena ukuthi yabulala umuntu ngendaba zombangazwe yikho sisiya ke emapholiseni njalo sisiya emadala ngenxa yokubana ke kunenge abantu bebothwa ngendaba zokuthi ba-insite i-public violence lo ngumuntu o-insite ukubana ke omunye into ebulawe ngendaba yokubana ke usebandla eliphikisana lebandla lakhe okuyinto esingayikhangelanga ngoba yipolitics ezakhekhe yipolitics zasendulo kufanele ukuthi sikwanise ukuhlala sonke njengabantu bezimbabwe iregardless ukubana ke ungendawo yiphi uvela ngaphi ngoba iludubo lezanu p f olobandlululo lokwethusela abantu lokusebenzisa i-violence against anyone abangaphikisani la siyabazi yikwenza kwabo yikho ke sikhambe emapholiseni njalo siza escalate indaba ukubaniye Southern African Development Committee la ku-African Union ukubana bebone ke ukubana ke sidila labantu abanjani njalo sisuka lapho siyemapholiseni senzela ukubana amapholisa ethathe ke ama-steps ukubana indaba leyilungiswe ukwenzela ukuthi abatsha bethu nxa be-exercise i-freedom of citizen arrest ubane banjwe ehanjiswe emthethweni ngenxa yokubana asoze sime eze banjwe ngoba isigilamkhuba so yinto esingayikhangelelanga yinto esadila layo thina njenge-government ebuyayo ngoba sivumele ukubana ke umuntu ke esithatha ngathi ke singabantu abengelamalungelo akwanileyo elizweni lethu.
Umnumzana Gift Ostalosi siziva ngomsekeli wesikhulumeli se-Triple C. Uzulu wakobulawayo ukhala ngenqwabanqwaba zengcekeza esesigcwele ndawana yonke kuleli dolobho. Kubika uBathabile Masuku.
Izakhamuzi zikhala ngokungavuthwa kwezibi zisithi lokhu kungabangela ukuqhamuka kwemikhuhlane edalwa yingcekeza. Umasipala yena uthi uDuhoyi ukuthi izimota zakhe zifile. Izibi lezi zigcwele emigodweni lasemakethe lapho okuthengiswa khona izithelo lezilimo ezihlukeneyo njalo iphunga eselilapho selitshaqisa inhliziyo. Ilunga lenhlanganiso yezakhamizi ebulawayo Progressive Residents Association, umnumzana Joseph Nkomazana, ukhuthaza ikhansili yakobulawayo ukuba iphange ilungisise lolu daba.
Esikubona phakathi edorobheni lakobulawayo, kuphonga ukuba lezibi nje yonke indawo, sifisa ubana ngabe ikhansili yawukhangela khonokho. Nje kusuke kungani ikhansili kulokunye ekwenzayo. Kodwa bakhuluma nge-service delivery, bakhulume ngokuthi khona abantu babhadala izimali, bakhulume ngokuthi khona abantu babhadale nge-forex, bakhulume ngokuthi khona imali zabo zizayindekswa, zihambela le bank rate of the day. Kodwa bekhosha ukuthi khona idolobho lingcolile, ikhansili kayikhangele kakhulu udaba lonolo ukuthi izinto lezi ezezibi zizagcina sokudala imikhuhlane.
Umnumzana Mike Ndiweni, umqondisi weBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, uthi ikhansili ngabe iyadinga amanye amacebo ukuthi izibi zithwalwe ngesikhathi nxa imota zifile.
Indaba yengcekeza esidolobho lonke indaba esikhathazayo kakhulu. Ungananzelela ingcekeza eningi ekhona kathesi ezindaweni lapho kumele ithwale khona. So kutho ukuthi idolobho lakobulawayo kumele ukuthi lidose amasokisi lithwale ingcekeza. Ngiyangabona even emalokishini abantu bayakhala ukuthi iziba zitophandla zisathwala. Ngibone kulo mbiko futhi ovele esithi khansile kuthi kuleyo izigwenxa ezithize eziphambanise ukuthwala kwezibi. Kodwa akube nemizamo eminye alternative mechanism angenza ukuthi izingcekeza leyithwalwe ngoba nxa amaroli athwalayo efika kutho ukuthi sizalinda aze alunge na. Akulamzamo ethize yini engenziwa in the interim ukuthi kuthwale izibi lezi idolobho lihlanzeke.
Unkosikazi Wendy Mlotshwa ophila ngokuthengisa emkambo uthi idolobho lakobulawayo alisahlanzekanga.
Okunye sikubonayo ukuthi izibi lezi ziyahlala isikhathi eside sokuhlangene yonke into. Impukane sezilapho lomnuku wangikhona usayenza. Okuphinda futhi kusethusa ukuthi umpukane lezo zibuya futhi zizohlala entweni zethu esizithengisayo, especially ama-vegetable. Nxa sokunjalo ayisithi sonke sikwaziyo ukuthi kuyageziswa. Abangela abantu ukuthi umuntu uyathenga ahlaphoseke emntwanyeni. Ingozi esiyibonayo lapha ukuthi isithi council ingayekela ukukunanzelela izagijimisa inyoni ezimbili ngesikhathi esisodwa. Abantu sebegula lokuthi izibi lezo zibuthwe. Ngakho kunye siyakunanzelela kulama expenses amaningi khona lapho ukuthi belaphise abantu labana abagulayo ngoba kuyini izibi zonteza abangazithathiyo ngesikhathi ezidala ukuthi abantu banjani bagule okuyikho kusethusa bathengisi lapha emgwaqweni.
Imizamo yokuxhumana lekhansili ngodaba lolu yehlule ngoba bebelokhu bengakaphenduli imibuzo ethunyelwe ngumsakazo lo kudokotela Edwin Sibanda ongumqondisi wezempilakahle ekhansilini. Kodwa ikhansili yethule umbiko ichaza ubunzima ehlangana labo obenza yehluleke ukukhipha ingcekeza endaweni eziningi. Umsekeli kamqondisi wezemvelo i-Environmental Health kukhansili umnumzana Charles Malaba wethule umbiko esithi idolobho lakoBulawayo kumele libe lezimoto ezingamashumi amabili lanhlanu ezithwala izibi kodwa esikhathini esiningi azidluli ichumi eziyabe zisebenza kuhle. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe eziyisithupha ezihlala kwele Bhilithane lakwele Ireland esezibambe iqhaza zathatha amanyathelo okuthuthukisa ezemfundo eLupane esiqintini eLupanda esiqintini seLupane lapho ezidabuka khona ngokwakha izindlu zokufundela esikolo kanye lokuncedisa abafundi abaswelayo ngokubathengela ingwalo. Ngeviki edluleyo kuqhutshwe imidlalo yokuqaqa le nguqu eChaya Mathole Primary School ebiyingxenye yenhlelo zabayisithupha laba. Kubika uEzra Chisosbanda.
Bekungasibantu bekuyibunyonyo ziphuma ngobuningi bazo ezekhamizela ukupanda zisiyabukela imincintiswano yemidlalo yabantwana bezikolo zalesi sigaba. Imidlalo le iqhutshwe ngenjongo yokuthuthukisa ukubambana kwabantu bakulomhlubulo. Uhlelo lolu luqoqwe ngabayisithupha abahlala phecheya. Amasamariya alungilela abalisa u-Onele Gumbo Mkhombo Primary School, uThemba Sibanda ke wephuma kanye Primary School, uFrancis Gomazara weLihlo Primary School, uLungile Gumbo eMasungamala Primary School, uBongani Gumbo eChaya Mathole ke khona ngale kanye lo Maqhawe Mazula weSipophoma onguye isikhulumi ochaza ngokwabenza abacabanga ukusiza isikolo zabo.
Uhlelo lolu luhle kakhulu bakithi, siyabonga kakhulu labo abaphathisayo ngoba uyahlanganisa izikolo, yenza abantwana labo bethole entertainment, leza khamizi konke lobuganga bungehla esigabeni. Siyazi ukuthi sport siyanceda kakhulu empilweni zabantwana, siyenza ukuthi umzimba uhlale umuhle ngazo zonke izikhathi.
Unkosazana Seneliso Sibanda ngumbalisi yeLihlo Primary School njalo bengumqondisi umncintiswano yenguqulo yokuqaga le enziwe ngempela sonto.
Manje sihlangele iLupanda cluster which is 6 schools okuhlanganisa yeLihlo eMasungamala Phuma kanye Sipophoma Mkhombo and Chaya Mathole. So there is ama former students aweLupanda cluster but decide to give back to the community through sports.
Isikhulume besiqakathekile kulumkhosi bekungu-inspector wezikolo zonke Lupane umnumzana T. Ndlovu okhulume ngokuqakatheka kwemidlalo.
Imidlalo yona le esiyeyisayo iyenza umuntu aphile. Saye sizwe abalandela imidlalo yebhola ukuthi bakhona abadlali bakwamanye amazwe abahola inkalakatha zezimali yena umuntu engenzanga kuhle esikolo.
Omunye obekhona kulumkhosi umnumzana Sam Mathe ukhansilo wakulindawo.
Wena yabakunga amadoda la. Ngintima engayikhubeke senzenze vusa indawo yabo, hayi so abantu abantwana abasakwazi ukuthi lingenza njani kuyahlangana ngoba ukuhlanganisa abantwana yabo kungadala ukuthi bephinde beyihlangana lesekendari besazana njani.
Isabelo seLupanda singaphansi kweLupane East umele walindawo edala lephalamende umnumzana Mbongeni Dube uthi uyabonga.
Siyathaba kakhulu ukuthi njengabanikazi beLupanda, njengabantwana abakhule eLupanda bafuna ukubona iLupanda isiba lotshintsho okuyinto enhle kakhulu. Sibe sesizobonga njalo ngalokho kade kukhona esigabeni ezemidlalo abazenzayo iminyaka yonke bencedisa kakhulu ezikolo zone zabaphumakizo ukuthi kube le midlalo yenguqu lapho esibona khona abantwana beveza amathalenti abo.
Emdlalweni wezenguqula kubhola lokuqaga lamantombazana kunqobe isikolo seMathatha le esisathanyela intezo zonke. Unkosazana Pheshi Mhlanga ongumbalisi kulesi sikolo ujabule okwamagama.
Siyathaba. So the great improvement. Last year sasinga nisibuzi. But this year siwinile. It shows ukuthi we worked very hard both teams, netball and soccer, but siwinile. Next year futhi lakho siyayithatha. Belebe kungayenzi ukuthi ingeni lelaphekhaya wonke amatopa bese phuma besifuna wonke sale khona sithabile sibili.
Bekubuhle okwamagama njalo inzalo yalindawo ithi yaphambili izithuthukisela isigaba sayo ikakhulu ezikolo zona ezithole nzima ngokusilela kwababalisi lokuswela imfanelo zokusebenzisa. Ngimela iStudio 7 eChamathole eluPanda eluPane, igama lami uEzra Jesus Banda.
Onke waba ngumongameli weMelika umnumzana Barack Obama useveze abaculi athi uzalalela ingoma zabo lonyaka abagoqela abakwele Nigeria abane. Abaculi laba nguBurna Boy, uTems, Feels, LoPNXN. Obama uveze lokho ekhasini lakhe leInstagram. Abaculi laba ngabanye babahlabeleli baseAfrika abalengoma ezidlalwa emsakazweni yaseMelika. Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukukhalala umsebenzi kwezisebenzi zikahulumende obekuqoqwe namuhla lakusasa zikhala ngeholo eliphansi. Umnumzana Godfrey Dube omela iwange West edalele parlamente engwebandla le-CCC uthi noma belubongela uhlelo olwama-electronic passports olubikwaso luzaqhela luye esigabeni lasemadolobheni achiyeneyo eZimbabwe kanye lase-South Africa, uhulumende uthethe isikhathi eside ukuthatha leli nyathelo. Nangu exoxa lo gainer kumete saiti owe Studio 7.
Uluhlelo lolu okhuluma ngalo olwama passport osolufakwa elizweni jikelele lulethwa nguhulumende. Kuluhlelo oluhle esingathi siyabonga ukuthi sesihambe ngakulesi isibanga. Noma nje kwinto kwakumele ngabe zenzakala kudala, because we talking of ukuthi sokule 42 years ikho ababantu besiba le access yokuthi bathole ama passport. Kanti ke ukhangela kusakhamizi kakhulu especially leze engizigogeleyo ngewange West, ziyathokoza ukuthi sokule ofisi ewange. Kanti ke bebefisa ukuthi lase eVictoria Falls njengedolobho elikhulu kube le office yama passport. Kanti ke kunjalo seselokukhala ngebantwini lathe sikubonayo njengabakhokhelo ukuthi indaba yama passport yibirthright yomuntu wonke. Ulumuntu wonke kumele abele access yokuthola le passport, whether ngumntwana kumbe ngumuntu osekhule kangakanani, kumele abe lilungelo lakhe ukuthi ayithole ile passport.
Lithini ngentengo eyama passport?
Ama passport lokho edura, noma sokulula ukuthi atholakale, but kuyadura ukuthi izizalwane ziwathole. Ngabe kulohlelo ukuthi izizalwane ezeZimbabwe ulumuntu uyahle athole ili passport njengokuthi li birth certificate siyithola kanjani, lesithupha sisithola kanjani, ili passport kungabi lugwalo lwalabo abanothileyo kumbe for the elite only. So izizalwane zalezi zigokela lokho ebekhala ukuthi hayi babo ngokuthi sokuseduze, but is still unaffordable to many abantu kabaka yenelisi ngemali ezifunakalayo ukuze umuntu athole le passport. Ukuthi kuyenziwe i-electronic system kuyinto enhle, ukuthi kufinyelelwe ebantwini kuyinto enhle.
Umnumzana Godfrey Spanda ubexoxa esewange lo gainer kumete site owe Studio 7. Kuhlelo lwezizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwamanye amazwe namuhla sixoxa lomnumzana Trust Ncube odabuka ePlumtree osebenza kwele South Africa. Nangu exoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7.
egolini ngifike lapha ngo-2011. Yasho ukuthi ekufikeni kwami ngafika ngisiza kumfowethu. Ngifote ebesenesikhathinyana ekhona lapha nje egolini. Ayethi hayi ngizozama nami, mhlawumbe kungaba ngcono. Ngafika kuye ngafika ngahlala naye, kodwa njengomuntu owayenonkosikazi wakhe naye lo mntwana. Kwangathi kuba nzimanyana, wase ngicelela komunye umfowethu naye owesihlobo sakithi khona ngale ukuthi ke ngifihle ikhanda kuye. Sahlala. Impilo yaba nzima, wathola ukuthi umsebenzi angiwutholi. Eyi, yagcina indoda la isicomplaina lapho ukuthi eyi nike ngigcine ungayenzi lutho, so kuba nzimanyana. Ubona nje umuntu ukuthi hayi ukhathele la engako. And then la from lapho aqala ukuzamazama nje ukuthi ngikhumane labanye abantu abayizihlobo, mara izihlobo lezi ngathi zikudenyana nje kanjalo. Nike ngizamazama ngitholathola okungama-piece job okungatheni. Umnyaka waba nzima mpela kakhulu kimi u-2013. U-2013 waba nzima ngoba ngagcina sengihlukile ezihlobeni zami, sengisiyahlala nje labafana bakithi abasendaweni njalabo, sebengigcina nje. Kodwa bethi hayi ukudla nawe uzozibonela.
Ye, siyakwazi ukuthi sibili wadubeka okunye okumangalisayo. Wagcina-ke usuthola njani umsebenzi?
Isho ukuthi labo abafana bona laba ababengabasendaweni yakithi, kwivillage yakithi, kwaba lo munye nje ongizelayo la ebona ukuthi indoda leyo ithwele nzima, ngoba ngangiswela le nto yokudla mpela. Indoda lana yabuya ekuseni nje yathi khonana, awu ndoda ngiyokulele ngiyowasebenza. Umlungu wami yazuthe ngibuye lo munye umuntu nje ozobuye ezohlala nami, sibheke indlu yakhe ngoba indlu leyo uyithengile manje. Abantu babehlala lapho bebeyayijikile, bakhithiwe lapha endlini. So uthe ngibuye lo munye sibe babili. So ngemali ukuthi kuzoholwa kwemalini, uzofika ukhulume la lawo ozikhulumele. Hayi okay, ngivele njengendoda yathi ngasebenzisine lo mlunge nalo wayengengiqhashile nikeza R100 enomngane wakhe. So lelo langa umngane wakhe futhi wafika naye khona lapho, asuke wasikhulumisa nje khona lapho, wasibona ukuthi hayi siyasebenza. Sasibuza nje imibuzo nyana khona lapho, amagama nje asimtshela nje kahle, hayi fule ndiye futhi lo mlunge ebuye. Futhi mhlawumbe abuye amalanga elandelana lokhu efika nje asi-check out, and right madoda, and right. Okay, efike ngelinye ilanga uma efika lapho, uyafika uthola sengingaphandle mina, lo mlungu sesixabene lo nguye ebengiqhashile nikeza R100. Sicabana nje sibanga imali yofanele nginikeze, lo fanele nginikeze R700 ngoba ngaku from Monday to Sunday wasenginikeza wanginikeza R400. Ngithe ngiyathi ngiyazama ukuthi ngiyakhalaza kuye lapho nawuvela kwangixosha. Lowo ma efika ungithola ngingaphandle, ngithole isikhwama sami.
So kasohamba njani khonapho-ke? Sizokuthiwa wagcina usiba ngulo muntu osebenzela abantu emayadini khonapho, akusele ngamafutshane ngakhonokho.
Alright, and then lo mlungu sengibuza mina ukuthi umsebenzi uniyawufuna, ngithi umsebenzi ngiyawufuna. Ethi nginenye indlu mina, so umngane wakhe lo, nginenye indlu enginayo, so ngifisa ukuthi ungaya khona la uyoyibheka ngoba ngiyithenge manje nami. Shuthi umlungu lo vele benebhizinis lezindlu. Okay, ngingabe ngijabule khona lapho umlungu ehambe nami pele endlina-ke. Sikethi hayi indlu yami yona le. Okay umlungu, siqhubeke. Mayithi yafika following days ongikhangela wathi ukuthi ngibhizi mpela ejarasini sokuhle kakhulu. Wajabula umlungu mpela, washutha izithombe, wasendela unkosikazi wakhe ukuthi lo muntu ebengimshiye lapho yabona sokukuhle njani ejaradini, ibheka laphandle nje kwi-pavement la kuklini njani, akula maphepha onke la belahlwa ngabantu lamabhodlelanyana la abantu ababephuza utshwala befika belahla amabhodlela nje phambi. Ngikline yonke into ngaklini. Umlungu wajabula kakhulu, wasesithi ngizobuya ngizokulanda ngelinye ilanga uyonginginela kwami la engihlala khona. Okay, ngampela umlungu abuye kwi-weekend abuye ngithathe ahambe nami, fike hayi ngitshela umkhinyele nje lapha phambili efranti la ngemuva ngale uhambe uyoklina khona, angibonise valele izinto zakhe nje ngendlela yodwa. Okay, angikline. Akube kuhle kakhulu umlungu ajabula, anginikeza imali.
Akusitshela ukuthi ukusebenza ezingadini uqale nini?
Ngiqale ngo-2015 ngoba ngabona ukuthi umlungu lo shuthi mhlawumbe kakangithembi kakhulu ukuthi ngingasondelana le family yakhe ngibe duze naye. But ngokubonisa kwami ukuthembeka ngo-2015 waqala ukungibonisa ukuthi nginomshini kanje we-4-wheel okhatha utshani kanje namathuluzi aphelele konke labo extension kanjalo. So ngicela ungenzele lapho ephambili. Ngathola ukuthi umshini wona ngikwazi ukuthi u-operator kanjani. Wabuya wazongibonisa, wayehlisa, wangibonisa, hayi so uma ufuna utshani buyehle ubamba lapha nala. Hayi ngashesha lami ngafunda kona lokhu. Wasengicelela-ke kuma-next door ukuthi hayi uma lifuna umuntu ongalisiza ngekini noma ukulikhathela utshani nami. Ama-next door la aqala ukungibiza until isitarati sonke sinemetheka singijwayela.
Umnumzana Trust Ncube yisizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa. Kwanele Mthwakazi lekhombulelo yalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk. Yimi untungamile inkomo lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka.